Hi there. The word for you today is show kindness. Paul writes, Romans 12 and 10, be kindly affectionate to one another. You know, sometimes we defend our lack of love, kindness, gentleness, patience, and all those other, quote, fruits of the Spirit in the name of productivity and hard work. Like, I'm too busy. I've got too much on my plate. You know, you can't square that attitude with Christ's teachings. You remember the golden rule? It's recorded in Matthew 7, verse 12. Whatsoever you would that others do for you, you do for them. When was the last time you went out of your way to help somebody, expecting nothing in return? Mother Teresa said a day lived without showing love for others is a day not worth living. Loving people has got to be a way of life, not an isolated event, but a way of life, a fixed attitude, and, hear me, a commitment you make every day. Bible teacher William Barclay said, and I quote, more people have been brought into the church by the kindness of a real Christian than by all the theological arguments in the world. And more people have been driven out of the church by the hardness and ugliness of so-called Christians than by all the doubts in the world. Have you ever stopped to think that all those little irritations that come your way every day are just God? That's right, God giving you an opportunity to become more Christ-like. Years ago, Chuck Swindoll wrote, what does the Lord do to help broaden my horizons and assist me in seeing how selfish I am? Very simple. He gives me four busy kids who step on toes, wrinkle clothes, spill milk, lick car windows, and drop sticky candy on the carpet. Being unselfish, he writes, in attitude, strikes at the very core of our being. It means we are willing to forgo our own comfort, our own preferences, our own schedule, and our own desires for another's benefit. And that brings us back to Christ.